Welcome into the second episode of Derailed. Harry Mays made it back. Eitan Shander, and I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I came back to the Great American Pub in Conshohocken.
That's why you came
for
back.
For episode two.
We'll see if you make it to episode three. But you're here.
Well, the over and under was 2.5. So,
true. You're definitely close to it. Yeah. I'm just shocked that you made it back, to be honest. Now, as we do more episodes, we're going to continue to grow and evolve the show. Harry has an old-fashioned, of course, because that's Harry, but you've got the rundown of the show today.
Well, I actually just put together some notes. I mean, what I do...
You put together notes?
I'm old school, but also new school, because I do it on my phone, on my Apple iPhone notes thing, you know, the little notes thing.
I don't use that.
Where I just type in stuff. Stuff will come through my brain, or I'll see it on Twitter, or I'll see it on television, whatever it is. And I get out the phone and I type that down, and I'm saying, that might be something good to discuss with Shander.
You know what that
is? So it's old school, new school.
You know what that notes thing is for me?
What's that?
It's in that extras box.
Oh.
You know what the extras box? Extras is essentially the trash in your iPhone.
Is that right?
For apps that you can't delete. For whatever reason, iPhone has apps that you have to have on your phone.
Right.
So I just use the extras as trash.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't use notes.
But the bottom line is, you know, I'm trying to do something to actually contribute to the show and prepare.
Here I thought that you wouldn't make it to episode two, and you come better prepared than me.
Oh, I know.
Well, not that that says a lot.
But let's start with the Eagles.
Let's
get it back to the Eagles. That was just yesterday. Yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, which I know we're going to discuss at length.
Well, let's start there.
You want to start right there?
Yeah, I want to start there.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I love the fact that I got to see the Philadelphia Eagles play. Mm. And ultimately, it doesn't matter at what time, but seasoned, knowing that the earliest I've ever seen a team play is 1 o'clock, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I was done. By 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm looking around, like, it felt like it was 7 o'clock at night. By the time it hit 7 o'clock at night, it felt like I had been up for 10 hours.
Well, that's because
like 20
it was
hours.
Cloudy all day. I mean, I don't think the sun came out but for 5 minutes on Sunday afternoon. But here's what I did is I was over at the 1912 Club, whacking Bloody Marys and eating huevos rancheros and chicken and waffles and, you know, settling in for some football. It was awesome. 9:30, the game's over by
you
like...
You hit every single ethnic part of the country.
I know.
With
that's right. And also, we had filet and egg sandwiches.
There you
it
go.
Was phenomenal.
Filet
but anyway,
and eggs.
By like 12:30, the game was over. I went out and played golf and then came back for Packers-Rams.
Are you serious?
It was
so
awesome.
Maybe the key is being active, because I was horizontal for the most part.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know me, like, I pregame at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And in my level of pregame, you got to keep going and going. You know,
or you pass out.
Exactly right. So by the time it was 12:30, and here's the thing, the game was exciting. We'll talk about the game in a second, but I couldn't do that on a weekly basis.
Oh, I could.
I was drained. Physically, I was drained just because of me not doing anything, so maybe I can get around that. But emotionally, it was a close game.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I felt maybe the key to it is going outside and doing stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a key.
Oh,
but here's the thing. That was only when our team was involved. I mean, typically these games start at 9:30 with Jacksonville against Cleveland.
Right.
You don't really have any interest in that game. I mean, you know, it's only the fact that there was hype for this. Because, like, people were planning their day almost like it was like an event. And it wasn't even a home game. It was
draft,
an away game.
Right, exactly.
And you're like, dude, when are you getting up? When are you going to eat? I know. It was cool.
I think there's a novelty of it. I think you guys got lucky.
Yeah.
I think everybody out there that enjoyed it got lucky because it was a novelty of it.
Well, and they won, too.
Yeah.
Had they lost the game, maybe we look back on our time at 9:30 in the
morning. Are you going to watch football the rest of the day?
Probably not.
No, first of all, you went out and played golf.
Right.
So you didn't even care about that Skins Giants
game. I saw the end of it. Yeah, I saw the end of it.
You saw it enough.
Yeah. But, in fact, Ross Tucker has said that London is ready for their own team, and they deserve one.
So does that mean that every Sunday the London game will be 9:30 in the morning?
Well, they only have 8 home games. So, I mean, you know, whoever. Let's say it's Jacksonville that relocates there. Their owner's trying to buy Wembley Stadium as it is, right?
Right.
And if they move there, they'll have 8 home and 8 away, you know, 8 times a year. They'll be on at probably 9:30 or 1 o'clock. I mean, they could do late afternoon games. It's 1 o'clock over there, 6 o'clock, so it's like a night game.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's cool.
Do you?
Yeah.
What about London is cool?
Well, I don't know. I have never been there.
Yeah, there
I want to go there.
See, you don't know. You're just going on what you're told. You're watching TV and somebody's telling you that London's fun. You're thinking
it's a lot
like,
of history. Musical history.
There's history
too.
In King of Prussia. You go to Valley
yeah,
Forge. You want
I've
your
been
history.
There.
You did the battlefield
I've done
tour.
Done Valley Forge.
No way. No way. You did a battlefield
no, I didn't do
tour,
the tour
at Valley
no,
Forge.
No, I didn't do the tour. But okay. I've run. I've walked.
Can,
I've,
can I get know. You? See, this is my dream: is to lock you in a car.
Yeah.
Right. With me.
Right.
Obviously. And Chris, who will film it.
Right.
Lock you in a car.
Was this carpool karaoke?
No, it's not carpool karaoke. It's carpool battlefield tours. And have you just sit in the car.
Yeah, we'll go to Gettysburg first. Exactly. That's right. Where you went to college.
Gettysburg, Antietam. Yeah. We'll do them all.
Right.
All right? Like,
Vicksburg.
I don't give a crap. We'll go to Vicksburg.
Pickett's Charge.
I'll show you Pickett's Charge. We'll go to the high water mark. All right, I'll show you it all.
All right.
And get you in these battlefields. And you know, the beauty of it is that you don't get to get out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're stuck in there.
Right. Do I get to roll the window down at least?
Yeah, well, you're not a dog that, you know, you get a little bit of right.
some air.
Exactly.
Especially
right.
partying with you.
But
I mean,
how long?
There's things in the air that I need to air the place out.
You wouldn't make it until, like, the second stage of the Civil War. You know what I mean? You'd be done. He'd be out of there.
I'd be in Grant's tomb.
That's all I'm saying.
But anyway, now that would be fun. Yeah, you know, maybe that's something for when the weather gets better in springtime.
I'm not doing that with you.
No?
No. Don't count me out of any battlefield tours.
But I'm good with London getting a team.
Why?
As long as it's not our team. It's,
is it London or is it just another team outside of this country?
Isn't it a more interesting trip to go there than maybe Jacksonville? If you, let's say, every 8 years... The Jacksonville Jaguars are on your schedule in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I could
that
go.
That place sucks.
Well, there are a lot.
It's Southern Georgia. I mean, the Eagles played a Super Bowl there. No Eagle fan wants to go back to Jacksonville.
You're right.
But every 8 years they play in London. It's a cool place to go.
Well, are you going to use that argument, though? Because we could go through the list. Cleveland.
Yeah, but Cleveland's not going to lose their team again.
No, but I'm saying of all the places that are better, are you only using Jacksonville?
Well, I would go to Cleveland.
Is it a lock? That
you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, come on. The food's better in London
Indians,
than it is in Cleveland.
The Cavaliers, they need a coach.
They just fired their head coach. Cleveland fired everybody.
Cleveland fired Hugh Jackson. They fired Todd Haley. Greg Williams is running the team. Tyronn Lue is out.
How many bounties do you think are on that next game? Who do the Browns
see what happens when LeBron leaves?
Everything goes to crap.
The whole city goes to shit.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's
this is what happens here. I don't know. Yeah. I'm thinking that, why is it Jacksonville, though? Like, why Jacksonville? Is there no other city in the running? Or are they not going to add a team and then just add another team somewhere in the West Coast?
You can't add another. We
32 teams. You got 32 in the
enough.
NBA.
That's enough.
No, 30.
30 in the NBA.
Yeah, you got 30.
That's enough.
We're already at that point. We need to start relegating.
Well, yeah.
Cleveland's first up.
We could do that in all the sports leagues. The NHL, Major League Baseball, you name it. NBA.
Yeah.
Like NBA, aren't they going to add a team in Seattle again at
Looks
some
like
point?
It. And then another team to add the balance.
Right,
so
of course.
So you can see two there. Yeah. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Great.
And Seattle. The Sonics are back.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's get to the game all itself, right. Because it's taken forever, but that's what we do on the show. It's impossible to get through anything. I think, how happy were you?
Well, I was happy, obviously, they found a way to win the
game.
Yeah,
they win. We're all happy they win.
There were moments in that fourth quarter where you're going, dude, are they going to do this again? They're going to spit up another game?
Yep.
And to Blake Bortles? Are
Who's worse than the other two?
Oh, he's horrible. Yeah, he's horrible. But, I mean, you know, the offense moved the football all throughout the day. I mean, Carson forced one into the end zone again, you know, into double coverage. And when he had Smallwood wide open in the corner with an easy touchdown.
Yep.
And he forced the ball in a la Brett Favre again. And I think it's just going to be one of those things that we're going to have to live with that every now and then. Because then you see him do these incredible things like escaping Calais Campbell. You know, where he did the duck thing. And, you know, comes up firing. He's awesome.
It's the good and the bad.
It is. I think you're just going to have to deal with some of those.
I don't know what to do.
Bad decisions.
I feel like I should be more upset or down on the bad, but maybe the good kind of overbalances the bad.
Well, the bad is that all these injuries that they've sustained, and the offensive line was like a turnstile of talent. Guys going, there were three guys that I think that played in that game that didn't even start the game, and were on the offensive line.
Yeah, Lane Johnson was only out there like 10-11% of the snaps.
Yeah, he's hurt his knee.
But that's the thing, though. The thing with Carson is the fumbles come. You don't get that play that you mentioned with Calais Campbell without the fumbles.
No,
you don't get the fumbles without that play. So, I don't know. I look at it like I'd rather trade a fumble or two knowing that there's one or two plays that he can make that maybe not many people in the NFL can make that could be the difference. Not to say that play against Calais Campbell was the difference, but you start to see that, and then you start to move a little bit closer to Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, like that level. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned Brett Favre. this is a concern that I have too, which is it's like, I don't know him, so I don't want to talk like I know him at all. But it's almost like there is this confidence and sense of like dismissing people and confidence. And it's not in a negative
sense. With
Carson? Yeah.
Dismissing people?
I don't mean that as a negative. But in the sense of like, hey man, you know, you should probably throw to more guys down and stop throwing deep every single time. Mm-hmm. Like those throws back-to-back weeks of Carson Wentz in the end zone, and I love the kid, and I'm happy that he's the quarterback times a million. But that's not having confidence in something out there other than you. That's overcompensating.
So you're saying that he's sort of falling in love and forcing throws to certain guys like Alshon Jeffrey and Ertz and avoiding maybe some of the other guys because he doesn't trust them?
No, because the week before he threw to Josh, don't call me Sam Perkins.
Oh, that's right.
So it's not throwing to a specific talent. It's not following what is textbook as opposed to, I mean, he's Mel Gibson in what the hell is the damn movie with him and Danny Glover? Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. It's been a while since anybody's dropped a Lethal Weapon.
No, I know. Even though there's a television show now.
No, come on. You're not watching that crap.
Well, my wife watches.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she watches it.
Wait a second.
She gets a kick out of it. They just changed the star, too. The one guy, the Riggs character.
And Murtaugh?
Yeah.
Riggs and Murtaugh.
But Riggs, they've already booted the first Riggs.
I think it was that bad?
I think Riggs was a little difficult to deal with on the set.
Wait, who was Murtaugh? Danny Glover or?
Murtaugh was Glover.
Okay, and Riggs was Mel Gibson. So who played Riggs before they bounced him?
I forget his name.
I don't know his name. Because, and you're going to give us this Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, we're going to segue from London, England football to
Wembley Stadium, to
Queen,
right.
which is the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
This is the thing that I don't understand.
This fly loves the podcast, by
Seriously,
the way.
Seriously, big
loves
fan.
It. Yeah. He was here last week.
We're going to get it at some point.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Lethal Weapon on TV. Why? Like, what are you getting from this show? Clearly, she's a fan of the movies.
I'm not watching it.
No, but you know her well enough to speak. Like, what's going on in your household with TV? She has better taste, clearly.
She likes, I call them stupid shows.
No. This isn't a stupid show.
Well, it is to you. You're making fun of it right now. I agree with you. I don't watch the damn show.
This is a remake of a movie. It's not even a remake of a movie. It's a spin-off of
a series based on the original
movie.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, come on.
I'm done with Lethal Weapon.
Let's move on.
I'm just saying, as far as the... How do we even get to the analogy?
I don't know.
So, as far as the game itself...
I'm good with the game. I mean, Jordan Matthews had a hell of a football game. How about him?
How the hell did you get me to Lethal Weapon?
I don't know. I really don't know. But that's why the show is called Derailed, right? But Jordan Matthews was awesome on Sunday. It was a key component to that offense.
You know, all that time in Buffalo working on that Buffalo baby.
Oh, yeah.
Probably helped him
out, right?
Get him focused and come back.
What else is there to do in Buffalo? Wasn't that how they got to that?
That's
from
him.
Yeah. But I agree with him, by the way.
You don't want to get banished. It's like you've been to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the worst of the worst in this sport, in this league, and you're thinking to yourself, I am so thankful to be a part of something, even if it's not great, something good.
Right.
But they get the win in London.
Now they have the bye.
Right.
And sort of regroup here a little bit.
We can get into that next week.
They got a lot of injuries. And the one thing that I'm really concerned about is you still have a quarterback working his way back from a major injury, now playing behind an offensive line that is going to have a lot of different shuffled parts. And I don't necessarily trust some of those components.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I know Seumalo has played pretty good. I get it. But I don't trust Vaitai. Do you trust him? I know he played well down the stretch last year. And
I feel like there are degrees of trust, right?
I don't really trust him yet.
Do you trust him to, I don't know, do you give him the car keys
at 11
o'clock at night and say, go on a run to Wawa for us?
No, he's fine with that. I don't think the guy does, I don't think he drinks.
But, well, that may be even better, but he might take the car and go somewhere.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like a slovenly guy.
No, so I didn't mean from appearance. I'm just saying
in good shape.
Well, do you trust the guy if he says he's never flown a plane before and you're in some puddle jumper and you got to land the plane?
No.
You don't trust him
in that
way? Okay.
Well, I don't even trust pilots sometimes to do that. Well,
speaking of which, did you see that they weren't delayed, but they were kind of stuck a little bit? It looked like they were waiting to take off a couple of, maybe, you know, 20 minutes or so, but the timing was off. And it got everybody, about the Eagles coming back on the American flight.
Okay.
And it got everybody talking about just how long you've ever been stuck in a flight.
I saw you tweet something about that this morning. I didn't really understand what
Well, I saw that. I quoted the American Airlines that they hadn't taken off yet because Lauren Johnson, Fox 29, was tweeting live that they had taken off and following the tracker. And I guess the tracker was off and American cleared it up. And I was thinking, well, the Sixers were like 20, was it like 20 hours or something they were stuck on the flight heading to China?
Oh, yeah. Right.
You've never been stuck like that?
I've been stuck like that.
2 hours was enough for me.
It's torture. I mean, it's almost like, you know how you have dog years?
Yeah,
you have delay hours, like 1 hour of a delay on a tarmac, or you know how they'll like push back, and then they all of a sudden the guy comes on. We're going to be delayed here as we've fixed the engine. You're like, but they push back, so they technically were ready to go.
Why?
And that's how they screw you.
Why do
and
they move?
And you sit there for hours, and they don't even serve you drinks.
No, you move 5 feet.
Yeah.
They pull you out of that little tube that you get in and out of the flight on,
mm-hmm.
and then you start
the jetway.
Right. You start to move a little bit, and then you're stuck there for, my goodness.
Yep.
Have you ever been on the two-seat aisle?
Mm-hmm.
The bigger flights have the three,
right.
which the seats are a little wider. I was ready to risk it.
Yeah.
I was ready to just push the door open. What's the worst that could happen?
That was like 4 hours, I think, the max. And it was on a runway.
What do you think the worst that could happen would be? You're stuck on the flight.
Well, the worst that could happen is the plane doesn't survive.
No. I'm not saying once you're up in the air.
I will take 24 hours in a plane on a jetway, on a runway, delay, just so I know the damn plane is fixed properly so we can proceed.
Totally cool with that. Yeah. I'm not anti fixing a wheel.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not anti that by any means. You need to fix something, clean up something that got caught up in one of the jet engines, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is, what do you think the worst that could happen would be is if I just lost it? Is if I was on a flight and I said, all right, I've had it. Now, I'm not causing a disturbance. Like, I'm not attacking people. I'm not pushing anybody
down. Well, you can't
down.
Vape. They won't let you vape.
They won't? You can't vape?
No.
You don't think I could sneak a pen in the bathroom?
I don't know, man.
I bet you I could. I bet you it's pretty easy to sneak
Maybe
a pen.
Maybe you could.
It's like MacGyver. You have to undo it first.
Yeah.
And then you have to put it together.
Oh, so you disassemble and then reassemble.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I just got out, the plane is stopped on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not moving. Nothing like that, and you just kick the door open and jump out. Now, it's a little bit of a fall, so
mm-hmm.
I have to brace myself. You think of
a
federal prison? Like,
yeah, you would go to jail. You'd be in front of a judge within hours.
Like the vet?
No.
You'd be sitting there like the vet?
I think this is a little more serious than that. People take this stuff seriously, as they should. Okay? Not this show, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
And good for you. You shouldn't.
All right.
So now, where are we
on the London?
You tell me where we are
on
the London.
You're anti?
I just don't get it.
You don't like 9:30 games?
What's next? Mexico City. There's no time difference.
Yeah. But we have problems with Mexico right now.
Well, okay. Yeah. But NAFTA aside, right? You can find a different place. Like, why are they so insistent on London? Why? I don't understand. It's because of the connection with Jacksonville? Is it that just
I don't know.
Simple of a sell that you can make that connection with Jacksonville? There has to be a better option than waking up at 9:30 every Sunday or 8 Sundays.
Well, haven't you ever been on the West Coast vacationing?
Yeah.
And the NFL comes on at 10 a.m. the game starts. It's
right.
awesome.
Now, let me ask you this. How many Sundays in a row have you done that?
Two.
Right.
Yeah.
You haven't done it for 6 weeks. You haven't done it for 2 months.
Well, you think I'd hate it?
I think you'd get tired of it, man. I think you'd get tired of it. Who wants to go to bed at 6 o'clock at night because you've watched all your football by then? There's something
then
about...
you can go out. That's the thing. You can enjoy the rest of your day.
Look, you know me. I'm too tired to do stuff. Sunday killed me.
Well, I'm gassed by 8:30 on a Sunday. Usually the night game does not work for me.
Because of all the football you're watching
the
in the afternoon and everything
and
you're compacting.
Everything,
see?
Exactly.
That's the thing. All right, let's get out of London.
Right,
enough
right.
of London.
All right.
No, wait. We have to do one more thing in London.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, exactly
yes.
right.
I saw it last week. I was a big Queen fan growing up as a kid. Okay, and I grew up in the 70s, the early, mid-70s. I had a Queen t-shirt, iron-on, Remember the iron-on t-shirts?
Yeah, where you buy the enough decal.
To appreciate
yeah.
that. You go to the Jersey Shore or something, you go to right. Ocean City, Maryland, and you know, you walk in the boardwalk and you get a couple of t-shirts. One year I got a Quentin and, you know, the Queen logo on this black t-shirt.
Have you seen and the t-shirts
was a 10-year-old,
recently, by the way?
I was a badass. What?
Have you seen the t-shirts recently down there?
No.
It's a long ways from iron-on Queen.
Are they these? Is this the, like the swipe
no,
right
swipe,
thing?
No, swipe right's not available down there.
Oh, it's not.
Boardwalk yet.
Okay.
We're working on that. Give us a couple okay. of weeks. Yeah. Now it's the off-season.
Okay.
And the shore.
Yes.
So give us a couple of months.
Okay. But anyway, I'm a big Queen fan, so I knew the timeline of everything they ever did. One thing about the movie is the timeline is off.
Oh,
like
why?
They've got them in 1980.
And they bounce around?
Talking about, yeah, they kind of bounce around. And in 1980, they're talking about We Will Rock You, creating that song. Well, that song was like 1977. See, and I know all this stuff, and all the people that really know the band know that stuff. So that bothers me.
It
when
should
they,
bother
when they
you.
Screw it up like that.
Right.
And then, you know, certain Freddie Mercury didn't have the real short hair and just the mustache recording that record. He still looked like Mick Jagger. He had that moppy kind of
right.
hair. You
right.
know? So that was off. So things like that disturbed me. But other than Rami Malek was phenomenal.
Wait, he's in that movie?
He's Freddie Mercury.
Really?
He's brilliant.
I didn't know that.
No, he's really good. And you were the guy who sort of
told me
started on him with that
he's
robot.
He's a really good
show.
Actor.
Yeah, he's really good.
That might be enough.
That performance should be enough for people to enjoy it. If you enjoy the music, you'll obviously enjoy
now,
it.
Let me ask you this, a couple of questions here,
right.
real quick. As far as the singing, mm-hmm. how much was it just authentic Queen played over
I
him lip syncing?
I think so.
There's no way.
No, he wasn't singing.
Right?
No.
Nobody's got a voice like Freddie Mercury, so they wouldn't insult Freddie Mercury.
Well,
right?
except this Lambert guy that's being Freddie Mercury.
Chris
now
Lambert?
Queen. No, not Chris I forget his first name, but he was on American Idol, and then he became the new
oh,
lead
he,
singer.
He was
of
a winner?
Yeah, he was a winner, I believe. And then Queen hired him to be Freddie Mercury, and they're touring.
Really?
And I've heard he's fantastic.
So this is... And he's in the movie? Sean
no,
Lambert?
No, he's not in the movie.
He's not. Wait, I'm lost here.
He's not in the movie. You said that nobody else could sound
yeah,
like
I
Freddie
meant,
Mercury.
Yeah, I meant on the but, cast.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Like they're not pulling some extra out of craft services and saying, how hey. Good's your We Will Rock You, right? That's all I'm saying.
Do you know the lyrics to My Best Friend?
Exactly. So here's another thing I never understand, and I worked on some smaller pictures and basically stuff for TV.
Indie films.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't understand how somebody could miss something like the time frame in which you made that song.
Yeah, no.
That's a big miss.
Well, they didn't miss. They just kind of put the film. I know they made a mistake. I just don't think they care. And most people watching it that aren't diehard Queen fans will even figure it out.
All right, here's the biggest test to how good the movie is. How many people were singing along in the theater?
None. No, we're not singing. What do you think this is?
Can you picture Harry? We are the champ. Can you picture? Like standing up applauding.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be great. No,
not
no,
you,
no,
but just other people.
Nobody
not you, but just other people in the theater.
But the other thing
people
is...
People clap at the end of movies? I never
well,
understood
they clapped.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people
clap. Do you clap at the end of a flight?
No.
You don't thank the guy that just brought
well,
you
Well, when
from...
I'm walking out, I'll thank him.
Ah, nobody remembers that.
Yeah.
They all remember the standing ovation.
Well... I'm not an ovation guy.
No, you're not.
Say.
No, you're not. So the movie...
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I liked it.
You'll see it again?
I would see it again.
When it comes out on DVD?
Absolutely, yeah.
How many DVDs do you own?
DVDs.
Do you own any DVDs?
Yeah, I owned it.
What are you doing with them?
They're like on a shelf in my
exactly.
basement
you know,
closet.
Just clean them out.
Why?
Put your trophies up there.
I don't have trophies. What the hell are you talking about? All right, what are we going to get to next?
What do you have next on the rundown?
Oh, yeah.
The men that hide in the bathroom. I'm fascinated by
Yeah,
that.
Evidently I saw this story where men spend 7 hours of their life hiding in a bathroom. If they added all the time together. It doesn't sound like a whole lot of time. Trust me, I spend 7 hours in a bathroom a week hiding.
Something's wrong with that number.
I agree. But it just got me to thinking, like, are other guys, like, do you do this? Because you live alone. Like, people go and hide in the bathroom to get away from their kids, to get away from their wife,
right,
to get away from whatever. Maybe you're at work, you want to get away from your coworkers and your boss, so you go up to the fifth floor stall and, you know, go in the handicap stall, and you're there for 45 minutes.
It's easy to take a nap in that handicap stall.
Right. It says here, men spend 7 hours hiding in a bathroom for, quote, peace and quiet.
Not in their life. It's got to be...
A year.
No.
No, 7 hours a year. I'm sorry.
Okay.
7 hours a year.
That's still...
Which still seems low.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. That can't... maybe that's just... No, because I would think family... Men with families would be taking more advantage of this. I find myself in there looking around like, you know...
And you always take your phone.
My leg's falling asleep at this point.
Right, right. Like, sure.
What's going on?
You got to spend another 15 minutes until the circulation comes back to your lower extremities. Yeah, I guess.
You ever heard that Jeff Foxworthy one? If you ever had your legs fall asleep while sitting on a toilet, you might.
You probably are already.
That's all. That's what I think of when my legs do fall asleep. Is I've turned into a Jeff Foxworthy punchline.
But with the phones, it's making it even worse. Like I just
you
go. I'll go down a rabbit hole on YouTube or whatever. You know, looking at news, preparing for this show.
You'll look at news,
and I'll spend hours in the bathroom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think that is.
And I always turn the fan on.
Why? Is courtesy?
Just because, in case there's any audio of any videos that I might be playing, it's somewhat diluted by the fan.
Now, what type of video would you be playing?
You never know.
Aletta Ocean?
You never know. Aletta Ocean.
Nice. That's a nice pull.
It's good.
Right?
That's good.
Not bad, Chrissy.
That's good work.
It's not bad of a pull.
That's good work by you.
I just still think that for 7 hours...
You think that's low of a number?
It has to be low.
I do, too.
Because I think that a lot of people... You're right, from... the element of entertainment with your phones, but also work.
Yeah.
The bathroom's a new golf course, man.
Yeah.
You know?
You can get work done. You can
Absolutely. Send emails. Absolutely. I guarantee a lot of business deals have been closed stall-to-stall communication.
Sure. I wouldn't doubt that.
And that stuff isn't rushed. It's not a quick, hey, bubble, 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 give me an answer now. I've already wasted 45 minutes in this stall. Now, I wonder how much of that is broken up, because I imagine that if you're not sleeping... You're probably in and out of your work stall, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just making sure.
I just thought that was interesting.
Well, I just think that it's a low number.
Yeah. So do I.
That there's no way women waste time in there more than
sure
men.
Sure they do. I'm not saying this is just for men.
No, but I imagine if we were to break it down, and if you want to take the family, right? Husband, wife, mother, father. Not spend. Waste, because that's what you're talking about, waste, right?
I don't know about waste. I mean, it depends. They're just spending, you're spending time in there for some reason.
Well, men, I feel like, are hiding.
Your significant other might think it's a waste.
Yeah, but the difference is a woman can go into, and I'm not ripping, I'm just being observant here. A woman can go into the bathroom and spend an hour and 10 minutes preparing for going out, makeup, whatever it may be.
Yeah, but I'm not talking the bathroom, I'm talking the toilet. Like, when God, you're not going in there and taking a shower. You're sitting on the can.
Okay. And at that point, you're telling me, okay, if it's just that isolated, then I think guys are wasting way more time.
Well, yeah.
Women are in and out.
Yeah, well, women are doing something.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. They're preparing for the evening or the work or whatever it is. Guys are trying to get away from something.
Okay.
And then thereby, you know, occupying themselves on their phone.
Get it? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You've sold me.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. This the learning experience that I got from that story.
Yeah.
I never thought I would be at a point.
Okay.
So, Bohemian Rhapsody, best movie you've seen in the last year, 5 years, ten years?
No, it's not. It's not to that.
Now, you told me it was better than Departed.
No, I didn't say that. I never said that, by the way. That's a lie. That's a lie. No.
It's the first movie you've seen in the theater in a long time, right?
A while. I can't remember the last one I saw.
What's it like? I can't tell you.
What, the theater?
I can't tell you what it's like anymore.
Well, this was crowded. This was like a screening.
Well, I'm just saying the actual theater.
Yeah.
Because I remember theaters, and I've had this conversation with people who frequent. Our good friend Pat Egan frequents the movie theater all the time.
Yeah.
And I've had conversations with people like him.
That's how I got in, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I said I was Pat Egan.
They didn't even ask for
I
ID.
I dropped his name.
And they didn't ask for ID?
Do you believe that? That's where my life is
going. I don't
believe
that.
I swear to God.
All right, what else do you think you could get if you drop Pat Egan's name? Like, let's just think. You walk around Philadelphia, and you walk into any place of business.
Okay.
Where do you think you could get an advantage by dropping Pat Egan's
name? You might get a discount on Mountain Dew at your local Wawa.
Do they know him enough to know that all he does, he puts Mountain Dew in his cereal?
I know.
Do they know him enough?
I think so.
Is he a big enough mountain? See, this is the problem. This is where he
fails. Well, he's not a big enough anything.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Is he fails on social because he doesn't have the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Pat Egan. He doesn't have...
He needs to do a better job of branding
exactly
himself.
Right.
I agree.
So scratch that. No. Now, maybe you can get hockey supplies.
Possibly.
You go to the CCM.
CCM.
Who's the local CCM dealer?
Yeah.
You go in there and you say, oh, I'm Pat Egan. I expect
I play 10%. In the men's league.
Right. I expect a 10% discount. That's pretty much about it.
Yeah, probably.
Probably more discount than me, though. Yeah. I mean, I can't even get a CCM.
Maybe you get a discount at the movie to get, like, candies or, you know.
You've eaten enough Reese's? If you eat enough
That's
Reese's.
That's what I got, by the way, the Reese's bits or pieces or whatever they call.
See, this is what I was going to ask you. About the theater itself, the seats now are wider.
Yeah, they're more comfortable.
And you can just sit there. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you can lean back now more. And remember what it used to be.
Oh, they were
rigid.
Awful.
You couldn't do anything. It was like you were sitting in a plane.
There was like no cup holder.
No, you're here to here.
Yeah.
Here to here. That's it. Like you're in a plane.
Yeah, now you can kind of kick back and stuff.
Now, what about the biggest pet peeve I've always had at the movie theater is the width of the armrest. But I imagine as the seats have gotten wider, the armrests have gotten wider.
Yeah.
That's going to bring me back to the theater. Yeah. Otherwise, I've had enough.
Yeah, no, this was very comfortable.
How much did you pay for those Reese's? $15.
They're expensive. Yeah.
See.
Like I got a thing of candy for the wife. I forget what she wanted. Oh, the peanut M&Ms.
Strong
choice.
And then
I got the Reese's Peanut. I probably spent like $10.
That's not terrible.
$5 a
baby. Snow caps is the number one.
Oh, yeah.
That was the answer we were looking for.
Oh, they're good. Yeah.
Snow caps is the number one there.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. I don't know anymore what this whole experience is like. I couldn't tell you what it's like to even take somebody out, date, whatnot.
Well, it's not the old Forum Theater.
No.
Down on Market.
Isn't that Pee Wee Herman's favorite spot?
Yeah. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
When's the last time you've been downtown? It's down there
it
still.
Is?
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, they still have your face up there on the
Get
wall.
Get out of here. Wow.
Don't you have your punch card?
Wow. Oh, man. All right, here's another thing that I figured you'd be interested in.
Harry doing the rundown.
Being Mr. Twitter. Yeah, all we're missing now is like PTI, where they have the little graphics on the far side of the screen.
Yeah, but to be
showing us which topic we're going to.
They stick to their topics.
I know.
We don't.
No. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Twitter is considering removing the like tool in hopes of improving the quality of debate and discourse on the social media network.
How? Is that even possible?
I don't know, but...
Well, what is removing the like?
I don't know what that's going to do. I guess it kind of bugs me too, because I like liking things, because then I can go back and find it.
Yeah,
I do it as just a reference point. I don't necessarily maybe like the tweet that much, but it's like something I might want to talk about. So I'll like it, and then I can go back and say, all right, here's my likes. Oh yeah, there's that thing from 2 weeks ago.
If Twitter is so, I don't know. If Twitter is trying to create some sort of a dialogue that doesn't happen on the site, they're probably better off just shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, civil war is more likely to happen at this point than people using Twitter to actually have some sort of discourse.
Well,
some sort of credible, reliable dialogue in which... let me ask you this, and we've talked about this many times. Have you ever seen, and you can use small-scale example, but use big-scale example, you know, verified accounts, a couple hundred thousand people, back and forth, whoever it may be, right? Have you ever seen these two people on opposite sides of a political, social, whatever, non-sport, because sport usually it's like, okay, whatever, go back and forth and actually come to an agreement, or maybe not even agreement, somebody saying, hey, you know what?
I see your point of view.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
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 And I don't think that has to do with likes or not.
It has nothing to do with likes.
Yeah, right.
I rarely see that. Here's another Eagles Cowboys fan. Like, if it's not going to happen with an Eagles and Cowboys fan, how is it going to happen over a political or social issue?
No, you're right. Nobody wants to give in.
No.
And
give
anybody else any credit outside of themselves.
Well, you're afraid you'll show weakness in front of your 150,000 followers.
Or your four followers, you know, depending on the account.
That, right.
The egg account with four followers.
Exactly.
Those are the guys you love.
Oh, I love it. But I don't know if you've
noticed,
the last month I've actually been really good.
Mm.
The last month, you won't find one attack on anybody on my account over the last month. Yeah.
That's good.
Every day, it's a new day. Today is the first day of the rest of my life, I tell myself when I wake up. I check Twitter. I see people throw shots. They bash. They throw shade. I don't even like anymore. I don't even thanks for follow. None of that. I'm just trying to move on.
All right. Now, do you find people are nicer to you now or not as like in attack mode on you like they used to be?
No, I find that my circles of conversation are shrinking. It's amazing how little attention I get when it's not surrounded by a beef.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just put out a simple question. Hey, do you remember what was the best thing you used to eat as a kid that's no longer available versus somebody trolling me and then attacking them back?
Right.
And then that gets 50 more reaction as opposed to the food.
So you're talking about these poll questions that you put up? Are you still doing that?
Somewhat.
I'm wondering who does more poll questions, you or Dan Lebatard on his show?
Well, I don't.
If you ever watch that show or listen to it, every 5 minutes he's like, Guillermo, put that up on the poll.
Well, that's
everything's
the thing.
A poll question.
Guillermo, well, they stole that from us.
Yeah.
I think that there was a time in which you and I worked together in which we polled the hell out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even going back to Tony. Before that, there was somebody around that time frame, and I want to say it was like around that midday time slot, where it just was like, all right, let's poll everything, poll. And when I was doing my own stuff, it was just, hey, once an hour, new poll, and everything like that. The polls are great. That's the beauty of it. If they take away the polls, then I'll riot.
Oh, you're talking about Twitter?
In other words, they keep the likes,
but they take away the poll. You're out.
I don't know. I'll never be out. I'll never be out on Twitter.
Well,
as good as I've been, I'll never be out. I just don't know what they're doing with the likes. I don't know why I'm taking away the likes.
What's that guy's name? Jack? That runs Twitter?
Yeah, he's under a lot of fire anyway.
Yeah?
But, yeah, there are a lot of issues that...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I'm saying as far as removing the like and keeping the retweet, don't you see more off a retweet anyway?
I think people are more apt to like something that they like than retweet it.
Why?
I don't know. I just because I get way more likes on tweets than I do retweets.
Okay, I see that. I definitely see that. I just think as far as the actual like versus retweet, you're seeing more. It's like, okay, if one out of every three people retweet a tweet and two out of every three people
like a tweet,
but one out of every three people's retweets get seen by 20-30% more people.
Oh, it's much more beneficial.
Yeah. I just think it's so ridiculous. Like Twitter, this is crazy because this is the beginnings of the AI takeover.
Artificial intelligence, not Allen Iverson.
No, but at this point, Sixers might look at Andre Iguodala as an AI.
Oh, there's an AI.
Is there another AI that we're missing?
No.
Macaulay Culkin ever play an AI?
No.
Okay.
No.
But... the difference, though.
I have no idea what you just said.
I thought Macaulay Culkin was in some alien movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
If he was, I didn't see it.
You didn't go to the movies and
I'm not a big Macaulay Culkin
You didn't
guy.
Clap after Home
no,
Alone?
No, and what he was about not in Bohemian Rhapsody either.
What about Home Alone 2?
I never saw it.
All right.
I only saw the first one.
All right, we're off the rails.
Yeah, that's the idea.
So next week, we'll start looking at the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a rundown?
Oh, we're going to get into some lot more sports stuff.
Okay. What did we even talk about today?
I don't know. Well,
do you have
Bohemian
any idea?
Rhapsody.
I got London. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Football.
London sucks.
Yeah.
The food's worse than the game, but at least I don't know what the NFL's doing.
I want to go to London.
You haven't even been there.
No, I know. I want to go.
You're championing for London.
I want to go.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Harry Mays, 8-ton Chander at the Great American Pub in Conshohocken. We thank The Gap for hosting us each week. We're back next week for another episode of Derailed. You can catch this on 973ESPN.com, on 97.3 ESPN Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, and the SoundCloud link, the entire audio is below the video, so that's how you can catch us. For Harry Mays, Eitan Shander,
at Shander Show, at Harry Mays TU.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
We'll see if Harry makes it next week.